Thank you. Our scripture reading this morning is taken from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, and I'm going to read verses 13 to 35, and if you want to follow it in the Bible, it'll be on page 1061 in the pew Bibles, which are tucked in the back of the chairs. So it's Luke 24, verses 13 to 35. On the road to Emmaus. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus came up and walked with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since it all took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning him." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together, and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way, and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you.
Shall we pray? Lord, as we think about your word, we pray that you would open our eyes to see the truth of the good news. Give us ears to hear what we need to learn and help us to understand how this has the power to change our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I wonder if you've ever failed to recognise anybody. Now, for me, it particularly happened after Zoom meetings. And I was once in Wendover Woods and two young women came up to me and started speaking to me as if they were my best friend. And I had no idea who they were. And it was in lockdown, so I was luckily keeping my distance anyway. And they knew my name was Andrew, and they knew that I was a teacher. And I thought, I have no idea who you are. Well, it turns out that they had been in Zoom training that I'd been doing during lockdown, and I had no idea at all who they were. They'd just been a little blot square, and I didn't recognise them. And for me as a teacher, not recognising people is very much an occupational hazard. And I've kind of mastered that art of meeting somebody who's about 30 that I might have taught about 15 years ago, and asking about how was university, how was your job, and not ever once using their names, because I can't remember it. And the worst thing is that the minute they go, I do remember who they were, and for usually all the wrong reasons. Well, when the Queen died, there was a very famous story got out about how she was once not recognised. Apparently, the most famous woman in the world was not recognised. And it was told by her protection officer, Richard Griffin. And once the Queen was on holiday at Balmoral, and that's her holiday home in Scotland that she liked to go to. It was a very large, huge estate. Well, one day the Queen and her protection officer, Dick Griffin, were out walking. And there were two hikers coming towards them. And the Queen would always stop and say hello to anybody she met on the estate. And it was clear on this occasion, from the beginning, that these two hikers had no idea who they were talking to. And one of the hikers, Americans, began telling the Queen where they came from and what sights they had seen in Great Britain. Then they asked the Queen where she lived. And she said, "Well, I live in London, but I've got a holiday home just the other side of that hill." And the tourist said, "Have you been coming up here for long?" "Oh, over 80 years, the Queen replied. And the hiker said, "Gee, have you ever met the Queen up here?" And she said, "Well, I haven't, but Dick here meets her regularly." And the hiker then turned to Dick and said, "Oh, you know the Queen, what's she like?" Well, he'd been with her a long time and he knew he could pull her leg. So he said to her, "Well, she's quite cantankerous at times, but she's got a lovely sense of humour." Now, at that moment, the American put his shoulder around Griffin. Here is somebody who knows the Queen, so he's going to take a photograph of it. And he gave the camera to the Queen. After that, they swapped round and the Americans were photographed with the Queen. Well, when we swapped places later, Her Majesty said to me, "I'd love to be a fly on the wall when they get home and show those photographs to their friends in America, and hopefully someone tells him who I am." They didn't recognise the Queen. She's the most famous woman in the world. Well, maybe, you know, there's a reason. She might have been wearing a headscarf or something like that, in her wellies rather than her robes and crown, etc. But our reading this morning featured two disciples who did not recognise Jesus. And actually, because they were disciples, they'd already been following him, they'd already been spending time with him, and they may not have been his closest friends, but they knew who he was. They knew what he looked like, but they did not recognise them. And in our reading this morning, Jesus reveals himself, and their eyes are open, and they see who Jesus is. So this morning, the question I want us to focus on is this: do we know who Jesus is, and do we know the power of that risen Jesus? And I want to draw some points out from the story about who Jesus is, and I'm going to finish with some challenges for us all. So let's look at the passage quite carefully. If you want to have open the Bible in front of you, it's on page 1061, and you might just want to prove that what I'm saying is right. And one word I want to just explain for the passages is this word scriptures. It's used lots in this passage, and it refers to what we call the Old Testament of the Bible, the prophets and the law particularly. And the situation is this: at this point in the story, Jesus has been crucified, he's dead and is buried. It's 3 days later. It's what we would call the Sunday. Now, some of the disciples know that he is risen from the dead. They've been at the tomb early on that first morning. But others, such as Cleopas and the other disciple who isn't named, many scholars think it might well be Cleopas's wife, they weren't there. They've heard a little bit of a story, but they don't know the full truth about what has happened. And right now, Cleopas and the other disciple, they're absolutely despondent and dejected. Perhaps they've had enough, and they've decided with the Passover celebrations done and with Jesus dead, there's nothing left in Jerusalem for them. There's an empty tomb. Well, why is that? They don't know. They can't quite work it out. Whoever it is, whatever the case is, they're sullen at the start of this story. Then along comes Jesus. They're walking out to a village called Emmaus. It's about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and night is drawing in. Neither disciple recognizes who Jesus is. And they don't know what to be, and they're amazed that Jesus does not seem to know what has been going on in Jerusalem. Because the crucifixion wasn't just something, a tiny little event, which only his disciples knew about. There had been great crowds calling for Barabbas to be released. This was a big event. There were crowds who had seen what had happened. Well, these disciples are absolutely despondent. The person they thought who was going to redeem Israel is no more. And when they thought about what when it says in this passage about redeeming Israel, they had thought that they might well get some kind of political leader, somebody to lead an uprising maybe against the Romans and all the oppression that the Jewish people were under at that time. But Cleopas and the other disciple had got things wrong. They hadn't at this moment realized that wasn't the kind of change Jesus was primarily bringing about. He was bringing about reconciliation between God and people to a way of freedom from sin and death. Now, the weird thing is that these disciples do get some things right. They recognize Jesus as a prophet. They recognize his power. And they know all about what has happened to him, how he's been put on trial and sentenced to death. And they even know the tomb was found empty. But they can't really explain why. And Jesus, as is often his way, doesn't tell them the answer straight away. He gets alongside them. He listens to their discussions and what they're talking about. And then he explains to them the scriptures, the Old Testament, and what it says about him. There must have been something about him, the way he explained it. Because later they say that their hearts were burning while they were talking with him. Was it something about the way he spoke or his level of understanding? The way that suddenly everything starts to make sense. Now, sometimes when we read these stories from the Bible, we think, well, these stupid disciples,